Star 94.1, and we welcome Javen. Javen, how it's going?
Doing great, man. How are you?
Hey, just blessed. Just blessed. Keeping the faith. How hard is it to keep the faith?
Well, you know what? It depends on how much word you got. You know, when you're in the Word of God and when you're getting good teaching, and the faith level is high, it's not hard at all. But, you know, those challenges come and you don't have a lot of word in you, yeah, it can be pretty hard.
Okay. Now, you have done a lot of television, and tell us about that. First of all, tell us about how that experience co-hosting with Paula White.
Well, you know, I've known Paula for many years. I've worked for many years with her and her husband, Randy White, at the Without Walls Church for almost 10 years doing the music, as the music pastor, as well as overseeing the young adult outreach ministry called FYI, focused on young individuals. And so we, after working with her for so many years, we then launched her show, Paula White Show, and at that time, just started co-hosting with her on that. It was just pretty natural, you know, and just because of working together for so many years and just knowing her integrity and the Word of God, it was just phenomenal. And the response from the show was even more incredible, just knowing how many people, you know, needed to hear a practical word and to be able to go into their homes every day like that. That was an awesome experience.
You have done some acting as well.
Yes. Tell us. Yes, we did it.
No, go right ahead.
Well, the first feature that I was in was the movie One Night with the King, which was the story of Esther. That came out about 2 years ago. Did really great at the box office with Omar Sharif and Tiny Lister and Peter O'Toole. And then I've done a couple of films in between that are getting ready to come out. One of those films, it's called Preacher's Kid, that's getting ready to come out in October, October the 30th. Preacher's Kid, that's starring LaToya Luckett, girl from Destiny.
Hey, I see you are a hard-working man, aren't you?
I'm trying, man. I'm trying to take advantage of the opportunity that God has given me, you know, doing the best I can with it.
The project, the new project, Keeping the Faith. What can we expect from this project?
You know what? I'm really excited about this project because it took us, it took a year, per se, just to even get the project out. I've been working on it for a couple of years, and then it took a year just to even release the thing. So you know I had to keep the faith doing it.
Most definitely, yeah.
So it's been a experience of endearment and just a blessing. You know, the project's going to have a lot of contemporary worship on it. I'm known for a lot of my worship as well as a lot of inspirational songs. You know, some of the stuff's going to be up. Some of them's going to be a power ballad. There's a song on there called Count It All Joy. That's an incredible favorite of a lot of people's. There's a song that I do with Israel Houghton called Wipe Away My Tears, which is a phenomenal song. There's a song I do with Dietrich Hatton called Not Gonna Worry. That's a two-step song. So you get a bit of a variety on it, but it's definitely more of a inspirational worship album that I just think will really register with a lot of people in the body of Christ that's looking for positive music. Sometimes the gospel, we can be a little bit on the negative side, but this one, you're going to be encouraged.
How does that make you feel, Javen, when you wake up in the morning and you say, I'm getting ready to work with Israel. I'm getting ready to work with LaToya Luckett. I'm getting ready to work with Tank. You're in the industry and you're working with these people. It's like an everyday thing where folks who are not in the industry look back and say, wow. How does that make you feel?
Well, you know what? I don't know that I feel any different working with, you know, H.J. Ellison, you know what I mean? You know, I'm not one to feel anything when it comes to, you know, artists or celebrities or stuff like that, you know, just because of doing it for so long and meeting so many different types of people, so many, in my opinion, so many, you know, not to take away from any of those artists and any of those actors, but, you know, just so many more significant people that are making a huge difference in society. So I'm not really so much impressed by that as much as I am just blessed. You know, I feel blessed. I feel honored to have been courageous enough, if you will, and in some ways favored enough to just be used on this side of heaven, you know, before I you know, take my last breath. You know, the whole thing is an honor for me. And if that's my encouragement to young people alike, and that is, you know what, just work hard. And to be honest with you, I think anybody can say this. By the time you get on set with people like that, and by the time you get on TV with people like that, you don't work so hard to get there till, it's just about the work, about getting the job done.
I heard that. Our guest is Javen. The project's called Keeping the Faith. Javen, what would you say to a young person? How would you tell them you need to keep the faith? If you see that they're on a struggle, they're going through some changes, and you have to witness to them, what would you say?
You know what? That's a great question. My signature scripture is Philippians 1 and 6. You know, when I was 19 years old, I lost my father to cancer. He was a great dad. He was a great provider and was a strong figure in my life. And so when I lost him to that battle, it was a very, very tough time for me because I hadn't bought my first car yet, hadn't rented my first apartment. I was very lost. I was right in the middle of college, didn't know how I was going to finish. And God showed me a scripture in Philippians 1 and 6 where Paul says, "Stay confident of this one thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will be faithful to complete it." And what that scripture said to me, EJ, was that, you know,
okay.
Is that, you know, no matter what, that my life was already completed, that the only way I could the only way I could fail is if I just stopped going. And that's my encouragement to every young person that's out there. Success is about consistency. It's about hanging in there no matter what. It's about looking at people telling you you're not good enough to get a record deal and still singing. It's about making an album and writing songs and people saying they don't like the songs or they don't want to play this song or they don't want to, you know, they don't know what to do with you, and your music sounds this way and it sounds that way, and you just keep on pressing your way. You know, I knew before I grabbed the mic, before I grabbed the pen to write these songs, that God already completed the work in my life, and that all I had to do was just, no matter what the devil threw in my face, that I know that I was not going to quit, that was just a camouflage. David said, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death. It didn't say, though I walk through death. It says, though I walk through the shadow of death, meaning it's a camouflage that makes you think it's going to die. But if you can have that courage and that faith to just keep going, man, you can have all your dreams, everything. I'm nobody. I'm nothing without Christ. And I don't count myself any more better than anybody else. So it's just been the grace and the mercy of God that has gotten me where I'm at, and I think it's the same. That same grace and mercy is available to every listener that's listening to this show today.